My name is Heather White. When I'm not managing my household and caring for my young children, I teach art and art history classes here in Waco. Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon? It's one of my favorite national parks and one of the most memorable places I've visited. Standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon, I was overwhelmed with sublime awe. I felt small and insignificant, contemplating the unfathomable scale of Earth time. I felt the same way reading Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. This massive work of popular nonfiction chronicles the entire history of our species, spanning a nearly incomprehensible amount of time. Today, I'm recommending the graphic adaptation of this book. At 464 pages, reading the original text of Sapiens is a significant undertaking. I am spinning too many plates to tackle a dense book of nonfiction, which is why I selected the graphic adaptation. Consuming the dense and informative text of Sapiens in this concentrated, illustrated format was perfect for this season of my life. The graphic adaptation is split into two volumes, Volume 1, The Birth of Humankind, and Volume 2, The Pillars of Civilization. The set is colorful, enlightening, and engaging. In both the original book and the graphic adaptation, Harari explores the five revolutions which have shaped human history, from the cognitive revolution 70,000 years ago and the agricultural revolution 11,000 years ago, to the information revolution just 50 years ago. He also theorizes what will come next for humanity. This is a mind-expanding read, which made me reconsider my place in the timeline of history. I thought of my countless ancestors who have lived before me, and the similarities and differences between my life and the lives of humans throughout time. I learned more about how our species has shaped ecosystems during each revolution, how cultures and civilizations were born and developed, and how our behaviors today are shaped by the experiences and lifestyles of people who lived tens of thousands of years before us. This is a book I think about regularly, months after reading it. I would recommend Sapiens to anyone who enjoys learning about big history. It is also a great choice for readers who enjoy the graphic novel format. The graphic adaptation of Sapiens is concise and accessible enough to be enjoyed by young people and adults alike. If you're in the mood to stand on the edge of the canyon of history and stretch your understanding of your species, add Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, to your reading list.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. To hear this or past episodes of Likely Stories, visit our website at kwbu.org. Just look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.